Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're shifting away, when I say we collectively as a criminal justice system, from being confession-driven versus information-driven. And when, we would advocate for, instead of walking into an interrogation with an assumption of guilt, with, a predisposed opinion that will result in confirmation bias, instead walking into the interrogation room with the goal of obtaining actionable intelligence. And that information may result in a confession, it may result in additional evidence, or it may result in exonerating that person. But I think the primary shift is what's the goal of the conversation, so away from confession and towards obtaining actionable intelligence. And then how do we get there, from a methodology standpoint, is embracing academic research and using evidence-based interviewing techniques. And some of those concepts would include a heavy reliance on rapport, use of open-ended questions, and one of the missteps of the current practice is using behavior to try to assume if somebody is guilty or innocent, based off goofy things like they scratch their face. And so getting away from pseudoscience and into more evidence-based ways of identifying truthful information.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.